The inner guide meditation book. This is something that I obviously didn't listen to.
Oh, that's I knew him. And he was Lady Sarah Cunningham's high priest when they were both in L.A. and studying with Ligardi. And he went off and he did his own thing, making certain aspects of Golden Dawn and magical disciplines into a present-day reality using tarot archetypes.
Very interesting. What's his last name again?
Edwin Steinbrecher, the Dome Foundation, D-O-M-E. And it's either all the gods eat the worlds or all the gods give the knowledge. It depends upon, you know, the Latin.
Okay,
so let me tell you the card layout for today. The card number one is the Empress.
Well, there's so few of us on the call today that there's no way we can fully populate the lineup.
Right.
As far as characters go. So what I'm going to suggest
we each read a page, totally?
Or we can, or people can decide to sort of alternate.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so they, like the five swell guys, you know, somebody pops in and says, they start talking as Bob. You know,
yeah.
Try to finish that Bob through that page.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know, somebody can grab Stacy and do that, and still try somebody else, Val, I think we're going to have, if Val is here, we're going to have to get her input, Joy, you know, so the idea is just sort of do it, I don't know, we don't have to say gender specific particularly.
Right.
There are horizontal panels, why don't we just read a panel?
Well, we could do that too, but I'm just simply saying, just sort of alternate, we can alternate, that should do it. And anybody know Spanish?
No.
I could try.
You got a little tiny bit of Spanish. I guess I'll be the Spiper.
Enchilada and tortilla and tacos.
No,
that kind of Spanish.
Como está usted?
He's got a couple of things in here in Spanish. All right, well, we've got it all there. So
okay.
Let's do the draw.
Okay, the draw is the Empress. Card one, position one, Ace of Discs, position two, the Magus, position three, position four is the Six of Cups, pleasure, the fifth card, motivation, hidden motivation, is the Wheel of Fortune, or called Fortune, in the Toth deck.
That was the fifth?
Yep. The sixth card is the Princess of Cups. Then we have the Arc of Influence. The seventh card is the Priestess. The eighth card is the Six of Swords, called Science in the Toth deck.
What was that one again? It was the
Six of Swords.
Six Swords, okay.
AKA Science.
Okay. and last?
The three of discs, a.k.a. works. Since I didn't read the chapter beforehand, and you're saying interesting, do you think it has some relevance to what we're going to discover?
Well, I didn't. Sometimes I review the chapter ahead of time, but this week I wasn't able to. So.
Oh, okay.
Though I have read it. I did read it when I was coming up with the character list. That was quite a while ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't have, but the Empress Magus discs and cups thing for the base line there.
Yeah, no wands at all.
Yeah, no wands.
Except if you consider the Magus as a wand, you know.
Yeah.
But no real elemental wand in the sense of in positioning itself as a power source.
I think it's gonna
a lot of water.
Yeah. Well, and basically one of the things about this particular reading is this is the Millennium reading, if I'm not mistaken. This is taking place on, 1999,
Mm-hmm.
We started the millennium a year early because we're in such a hurry to be in the future.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the 1999, 2000, millennium. So, let's see. Well, it's 15 after. Let's get started.
Yep.
Promethea, Under Attack, starring Sophie Bangs, Stacey Vandermeer, and a cast of thousands. Screenplay by Alan Moore, art direction by J.H. Williams and McRae, and the glorious Cox Color, titles by Todd Klein. Produced in widescreen format, exclusively by America's Best Comics.
Oh, I see. That's where we get the wide panels. Okay, the widescreen. Okay, gotcha.
High Five, December 31st, 1999. Well, Roger, it's approaching midnight, and I just happened to say, Happy New Year, buddy, and...
Don't, okay? Just don't.
Roger, look, at Christmas, I'll admit I had a little too much to drink. The mistletoe, I was a joke, okay? I took it too far, but...
Bob, you were lucky to get your tongue back.
Has left the conference.
Anyway, we're supposed to be monitoring New York City's Millennium celebrations.
Has arrived.
Marv, Stan, what's the status with Platform 5?
We were blurped out of that panel starting with Bob. You were lucky.
Okay. Repeat. Bob, you were lucky to get back your tongue. Or to get your tongue back. Obviously, Bob went somewhere he wasn't supposed to go. Anyway, we're supposed to be monitoring New York City's Millennium celebrations. Marv, Stan, what's the status with Platform 5?
Nearly there, bud. I'll have you have her ready to drop down in the city in 5 minutes, tops.
Yeah, well, don't sweat it. Everything looks pretty calm down there. Midnight didn't cause any problems in Asia or Europe, so I guess all that Y2K panic was exaggerated.
I don't know. America's got such a lot of new technology.
Good. Me and Bob will be down to drop Bay right away.
I mean, this is the last of gel stuff that makes the maker say it's Y2K compliant, but I'm looking through it, its technical specs here, and see it's this flexible network of soft plastic hexagons. Each one's a squashy little computer.
Well, yeah, I know. I got 4 or 5 of those elastic valets that crawl around my apartment cleaning everything. I mean, even if there is a problem, so what? Everybody's window gets a little dirty.
Yeah, I know it sounds stupid. It's just that there's a lot of these stuffs around now. This ElastiPets, the ElastiWare, that sex stuff, the Joy Gel.
Yes, the Ethereum Metamirror captured September 1989. And the Sandroid bile sulfate glitter of the something rather.
Where are you?
I'm reading the signs of they're going to their museum of.
I see. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
The Femto Universe. Engineered by the jeweler, March 1993, and the evil lord of eye spiders, captured 1991.
Okay. Even this chair, I've got it. I mean, it's great. It'll crawl me up steps, over curbs. It's totally benign technology, but it's powerful, and that it's everywhere.
I've got some uneasy feelings about tonight, but it's nothing I could pin down.
Oh, well, there's a surprise in this platform. Ready to board, Stan?
Yeah, I got a feel keeping the air pressure and temperature stable while we drop, so no need for helmets or whatever.
I wonder if our rival, Science Heroine, will be out tonight. We haven't spotted her since the nightmare at the hospital.
Well, I saw... Oh, it doesn't matter.
Okay, I'm on. You can drop her again, Stan.
Let's just hope they didn't start the party without us.
Who is that? Who is that woman?
That's Stasia. Who wants to be Joy? You want to be Stasia?
I don't have a touch.
Oh, you don't? Okay. Okay. Who's going to be Stasia? Okay.
Yeah, I think you're the only.
I'm only female. We got Prometheus.
Well, I don't mind being Stasia. Okay. I don't mind being sarcastic.
Yes.
You're so lame. It's like 2 minutes into the next century, and you aren't even slightly millennial.
Look, I'm fine, okay? I've just been reading all those magic books about all this deep stuff. It just makes all this seem sort of tacky, sort of stage-managed.
I mean, 40 is just a number after all.
Go ahead.
That's you, Paul.
Stacy, oh, that's right. I knew it. You hump one hippie. Right away, you're a little technophobe hobbit hugger. I mean, are you Amish now or what? You haven't even noticed this Alaska jacket I got for Christmas.
Stace, that is one bleeping fantastic jacket. I was just too awed to mention it.
This is Texture bringing you New York's millennial highlights. Sonny Baskerville today boasted boosted city finances with his radical tax the churches scheme. Hail Satan, quipped the increased popular New York mayor. This is Texture, just beginning our millennium countdown.
Hey, screw you, Sophie Bangs. It is fantastic. You can tear it, stretch it, crumple it, and it just reforms. But then I guess you'd be happy in a natural hemp fiber sack full of, like, beeswax or something.
Ha ha ha, yeah, yeah, I probably would. Come on, let's go watch the fireworks in the square over there.
So all this magic stuff you're learning, what is that?
It's since Barbara died. See, she's not even in the immateria anymore. I guess I just want to know where she went. Bill once said I should ask the snakes about stuff like that, but I don't know. Incidentally, Stace, that is a cool jacket.
We're just 12 seconds from midnight. 10, 9, 8.
So, you're an unfortunate ghetto kid whose mom spent all the Christmas money on pina colada flavor condoms, and I was tactless even mentioning my jacket. Can we still be pals despite the social gulf dividing us?
Stacia, there's a species gulf dividing us. Now shut up and let's watch everything millenniate or whatever.
7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Happy New Millennium, everyone. Brought to you by Texture.
It's 2000. We're futuristic. Happy New Year, Sophie.
Yeah, okay. Happy New Year, Stace. Stace, you can let go now.
Actually, I totally can. It's just jacket and Bill's all wiggly.
Stacia, I know that. I know it feels wiggly. It's crawling inside my shirt.
Happy New Year, everybody. Happy, hey, wait a minute. What's all with the balloon and bleep?
Soph, get it off me. It's crawling over.
Stacia, oh, Jesus.
Oh, God, the blimps look like the blimps. They're bleeping. What are they doing?
They're like melting or boiling or something.
Yeah.
I got it. I got it off. Stamp on it or something.
Oh, like I'm going to do that? That's my Christmas present?
Christ. Get the pants off me. Oh, God, they're grabbing me. Get them off. It's the elastigel. It's the goddamn elastigel. It's going all wrong.
It's the
end of the world. Oh, God.
Oh, God, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
That's you again.
Oh, this is really scary. It's just running all over the place like soup. Oh, Jesus, everybody's going nuts. We're going to get trampled.
Let none be harmed, none slain in the affray. Away, they, okay. Let me be she, that she might succor they.
Hey, oh God, oh please.
We gotta get out. We really gotta get out of here. Sophie, look, they're all running together.
Let mortal form be done with, folded, unfurled, furled, and let dee-da-dee-da, and let Promethea walk in the world.
Sophie!
Manifestation. Sophie becomes Promethea.
damn slug.
Please, everyone, stay calm. You know me. In your hearts, you know me. I'm Promethea. I'm here to help.
Promethea, how is that you?
Promethea, I'm here to help.
Hey, it's her, that new science heroine. Move the saucer closer, we can get footage.
It's you again, Paul.
God, look at her. I mean, that is the most beautiful woman I've ever seen. This is Roger.
Listen, can we have a little focus here? All the city's smart plastic just decide to party.
Hey, Raleigh, chill elastogels, just like beads of blood jelly. How much harm could it do? That's it. I'm getting some good shots. She doesn't look like she's wearing a jetpack or anything. Anyway,
after that stuff at South Tower, the captain said he wanted all the data on her we could get.
Oh, God. Sanchez, look out. It's gonna...
Oh, Christ.
An explosion, chaos, police. No, merciful gods, your vessel is falling. Hold on to me.
God,
the snakes are alive.
Let's just do it. Do as she says.
And she parts them off. I can't believe this.
I can't believe this. You're a goddess. You're some sort of a goddess. Is this the end of the world? Is this Revelations?
Oh, I wish... Look, don't get me started, okay? You'll be all right. Here, I'd better figure out how to handle this cyber slime.
Quien es la voz de Nina y que persigue un angel?
Mi mucho valiente, yo era joven cuando cayó Roma, y de leveras de que te atendían esa hereda. I have to go. Good luck to all of you.
Sophie, I fear that everyone needs all the luck they can acquire.
Yeah, right. That stuff's rushing through the city like a flood. An intelligent flood.
Look, there she is, cutting into our patch again, and she's talking to herself. Hey, you, this is a private conversation. Or can anyone join in?
Chan, Ethereum, Jernin. Oh, Erkan, Efferman, Jernin.
Bob, I've never told you this, but your entrance lines really get on my nerves.
Both of you, just shut up. Mist, this situation here is pretty serious. We should probably use your help.
Marv, we're New York science heroes, not her. What do we need her for?
Roger, in case you didn't notice, we're in bad shape here. Or at least I am, since my elasticchair went nuts at midnight.
Yeah, Rog, had to throw it over the side. I guess we could use a hand here, lady.
Very well, but quickly, I must act quickly. Might he provide a weapon against the substance?
Could be she's got an idea, Marv. I want it, knock up a heat beam.
Yes, yeah, so if the plastic circuitry melts, then the program falls to bits along with it. What about you? Do you have any heat reference?
My name is Promethea. I am not unfamiliar with fire.
It's working. The stuff's flinching back away from her. And how is our blaster coming, Stan?
Nearly there, bud. Just got to improvise a photon. photon acceleration from this old light bulb. I'm going to have to get a new phone. My phone's going dead. I'll be back.
Okay.
Right. Let's see.
I'm back again.
Has left the conference.
Ha! Huh. There you go.
Nice work, Stan. If we keep up our combined efforts, maybe we can herd it into the river. You're right. Only a little more applied pressure is needed. We're almost there.
Ah, Marv, hang on. And I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. This is all my fault.
I am back.
Has arrived.
Okay, we just finished that those two pages. And we're on to the one that starts with ah.
Starts with
ah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. There's a big tsunami wave, and the first caption is ah, A-A-A-A, exclamation point. You got it?
No. I got. That's weird.
It's just two pages from where we left off.
Okay, I got it.
Okay.
This is Roger.
Ah!
It's okay, I got it. Ow, so much for herding it into the river. It's already a river, and it doesn't like being herded.
I think I know how I could stop it. The wand you have, the snakes, that's connected to Hermes, right? The god of language and communication. I mean, computer programs are just language. Maybe you could talk to the damn thing.
You know, Kenneth? Kenneth? You might be inept. You might not be as inept as you seem. Come then, synthetic one. And she goes, and she tackles. Let us reason together.
I love you, Alan.
God, look at her.
And she then starts processing code. 90%.
90.9% percent in prologue percent begin setup percent in setup 0 A asterisk U 0000001 K 0 I J etc.
Yeah, right. Right? Okay. And then...
And look, it's all running together into a column. She waves her hand and it changes shape to follow the movement.
It's like she's dancing with it.
Man, now that's what I call one smooth piece of engineering. She's building it into something. But what is it? It's... Oh...
And the giant caduceus rises from the rubble. All part of the show, everyone. There's no need to be afraid. After an hour, it will slowly break down into an individual beads and trickle away. You people have a good night and happy new century. All part of the show.
Beginner's luck. Boy, what a spoil sport she is.
Yeah, right. A beautiful sunset. And now we have the communication with the Caduceus. Go ahead.
Yes, I guess this is Mick or Mac. All right, this is the situation. I feel I need to take a long journey soon to find some bomb. A journey into magic. I have read a lot of books. I understand the ideas intellectually, I suppose, but I don't really feel them. Oh, this is a Stasis. I need to see more and see and feel. Silly doing. It's Bill said I should ask you guys.
So what do you say?
Now he's Mac and I'm Mike. You look alike. He says yes, I say no. He's above and I'm below.
So Mac grows him and Mike grows me.
Pray how may we enlighten thee?
I need to understand magic. And I think I've reached a point where just studying the books isn't enough. I need to understand it from the inside. Remind me, which one of you is which again?
He's Mike. I'm Mac. One's white, the other's black.
We'll show you if you like. By the way, he's Mac and I'm Mike. Oops, sorry about that.
To enter magic in a sense means entering our intelligence. That record-breaking what is that, Sid?
Mask kit show.
Mask
theater of what we know. Thoughts parade in fancy dress upon the stage of consciousness. Costumed as acrobats or clowns, they somersault and turn upside down. Here words are juggled, ideas spin. Let fade the world outside, stepping.
External things dissolve like mist. Inside our trills, none may resist.
Draw matters 10 flips back and find.
The magic circus of the mind. Okay, that's them speaking.
Next issue, perhaps the strangest comic reading experience of the deck that you must not miss. Metaphor.
Okay. Well, we got through it. Only three of us, but we got through it.
Yeah, well, we'll try to join us, Joy, even though you don't have the comics yet. Do you have them on order, I hope?
I'm gonna see if the library has it. I mean, the library has all the Promethea ones. I don't know if they have the absolute one or whatever you guys are reading.
Well, they probably don't have the absolute one, but you don't need the absolute one. The other ones will work.
Yeah, that, I mean.
We're gonna be finishing with book two next week. And moving on to book three the week after that.
Yeah.
Okay.
There's five books total.
And
yeah, I know the library has those because I've gotten them before.
Okay, good. So then you'll be able to take them out and join in the escapades.
Yeah. Well, it's very enjoyable listening to you guys read it. It's pretty cool.
You know, I think this spread, Johanna, is very evocative of that whole reading, especially the arc of the spread.
Yeah.
But this precept is very intuitive, and it's very watery, and this whole thing is very watery, and there's a lot of work going on here. That's the Three of Discs. And the Six of Swords science is really about clarity, and we're getting clarity on what's going on here, I think.
This is, I can't get over the accuracies of these layouts. I even commented on Ning about it.
Yeah, I did. You did. That's right. I saw that.
It's uncanny. I mean, it'll be good at statistical study for you, Paul, you know? I mean, out of all the, cards we get predominantly water-filled layout. And what else? We have a tsunami here.
Yeah,
amazing.
Amazing. Yeah, we have this. Well, there's another strange serendipity, which is, you know, this plastic is made out of petroleum. And, of course, smart petroleum. And we are, of course, suffering from the terrible tragedy of the Gulf being overwhelmed with oil.
Well, the only good news I heard today was there was a breaking story on GMA, you know, Good Morning America, a breaking little thing that they said, Kevin Costner's machines, the ones that separate the water from the oil, do work. And and so they'll be employing them. But they still have to cap that thing.
This whole thing with the oil, the last gel, the whole thing?
Yep.
Pleasure. And we pulled the six of cups, which was pleasure. And the thing is, it's all about pleasure. The last gel was, making things easy for people.
Yeah, too easy.
It didn't work out that way. It became a source of, death.
Yeah. Well, plastics alone. I mean, I cannot tell you. I mean, it's like that old joke from the Graduate. You know, what are you going to do with your future? Plastics. Yeah.
Well, let's think about that then. If we look at the initial card that we got was the Empress.
Mm-hmm.
About abundance.
And also Earth.
Well, but also in our case, in terms of the story, it's Promethea.
Mm-hmm.
She is because she's the one who does the transformation, and in fact, you could say the Six of Swords, which is up there at the peak of the arc of things, could easily be the appearance of Mick and Mike.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and
well, that's clarification.
Also, the Magus, Magus too.
Yeah, science,
right.
Yeah. You know, and also in terms of her, she invokes deactivates, deactivates these nanoelastics, whatever they are, having them become the shape of the Caduceus. Which, nullifies their own programming so that they don't run around like crazy.
Hmm.
Of course, then the second one we have is the Magus.
Now, the second card is
Air.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Oh, that's not the third. You're right.
That's a third, yes.
Third card.
Yeah, but, okay.
Can we go over the cards really quickly one more time? Because I'm missing.
Okay. Empress.
That's number one.
One.
Okay.
Ace of Discs.
Ace of
Discs.
Okay, that's one.
And
that's water. That's under the hay of water.
Mm-hmm. The Magus. Vav. And the second hay is Six of Cups. Pleasure.
Okay.
Do you have the rest?
Five below.
Positioning.
The Wheel of Fortune.
Below.
Yeah.
Wheel of Fortune is below.
Mm-hmm. Above is a Princess of Cups.
Okay.
And then the Arc of Influence is the Priestess. The Six of Swords, which is called Science. And the Three of Discs, which is Works.
Okay, great. Thank you. Thanks.
Oh, I mean, it's... a thought just came to me, just repeating the Arc of it. You know people by their work.
Oh, interesting. Yeah.
You know, that type of, the what you produce in this life is your judgment call. And that is really a burden, even politically, on our president. You know what I'm saying? The work he will the test. Okay, the work is the test, or the test is the work. Am I making myself? Am I being?
No, I understand.
You understand? Okay.
Yeah, I understand, Johanna. I think that's really interesting.
Yeah. Well, the whole thing, the whole Arc of Influence is really evocative of the whole reading to me, especially the priestess. So she's the priestess here, and she's bringing clarity to the whole situation.
Mm-hmm.
And, it's a workout for her. She has to really work to get people to understand what's going on.
And the test of the tsunami brings it to her next level.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, see, I'm reading a lot of the, I'm reading the Arc of Influence being a commentary on the future outcome, which is the Princess of Cups.
Mm-hmm, right.
And as the Princess of Cups, we could also read the Arc of Influence as discussing next week the future metaphor journey that she's going to be dealing with.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And of course, the thing, the hidden motivation below, as fortune. Well, in that way, I know some ways, for me, fortune represents, you know, the engine of change.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And in that sense of fortune, so. So in some ways, I see that as the elastigel, our technology running amok. It's also polluting nature, and of course, then the Empress represents Promethea as Mother Earth, setting it straight.
Mm-hmm.
And the Magus then, in terms of this thing, seems to represent the issue of communication. And then, of course, the one that Earth as Six of Cups is pleasure. Specifically, it's and it's interesting that that is contrasted with the other six in this thing, which is the Six of Swords. You know, so. And in that way, you almost have the knowledge of good and evil.
Mm-hmm.
And that, in some ways, that may be, for me, the most intuitive insight that's coming out of this, is that it may be that we, and this, the way we're dealing with this earth, ourselves, and this world, is very much oriented to our pleasure, to our, mm-hmm. our basic short-term needs. And we don't have a grasp of our true science in terms of what we really need.
Well, there's also, we lost stewardship over the earth.
Yeah.
Looking at the Empress and the Ace of Discs, the emotional connection to the earth.
Right, right.
Because that's the area of water and emotions and intuition. We're like, what happened? There's a few of us who are speaking, but we're not the ones in power.
Yeah, the fact of the matter was is that's what I was when I was hearing Obama last night. You know, I thought, you know, this guy is so well spoken, but he is deliberately not really he's not connecting things. He's still claiming that this disaster is not as horrific as it actually is. We're not talking something they're going to be able to clean up in a year or two.
No, it's going to be the stuff in Alaska is still being cleaned up.
You know, we're talking something that's going to impact and demolish an industry for decades, and that there's such minimizing, such an incredible minimizing of how horrendous this whole situation is. And its possible environmental impact, you know.
Well,
I mean, I can't imagine. I just want to be bum trip himself out of a job, but you know, let's face it.
You know, there's a great Rolling Stone article that my husband has read. I think he's on the third reading of it, because it is it's packed with facts and what has gone on behind the scenes. And this author has been on Bill Maher and Chris Matthews, you know. And remember, Rolling Stone had him on the front cover, Obama on the front cover, and it rallied the troops for him. And but meanwhile, we have to deal with the fact that there is corruption in our government. Money talks too much. And...
Well, that could be another...
And how much money does anyone friggin' need? You know? I mean...
Yeah.
What's going on here? In fact, there was a whole study. Who was it? What did you... Did you mention it to me, Paul, about the... that there was a study that most of the CEOs and executives had borderline personality disorders?
Well, Larry Ellison.
Oh.
You know, you think about Larry Ellison, he made $48 million plus last year. It's take-home pay.
Yeah. And they all have something going on with their psyches.
That's right. He screwed up royally.
Mm-hmm.
Well, even to even get yourself into that that highly contested degree of power is in itself requires a certain kind of drive and ruthlessness that most of us probably don't.
Well, the fact that Obama's president of the United States, he had to have a power drive there.
There was a movie with George Clooney and. Oh, and she won an Oscar, Tilda Swinton.
Oh, yeah. That's
as the corporate person. They were
right.
both corporate.
He was the fixer, yeah.
The fix.
That was not the name of the movie.
That was the name, but she was the fix. But I felt so sad for her, because she was truly a tragic. And there was a tragedy.
She was out of her depth. She didn't really know how to play the game.
Right.
And she thought she did, but she didn't have a clue of some of the nuances, you know.
And
she put a contract out on somebody that you buy off, and, you know.
That was a great movie. I'm going to watch that movie again, because in a way, I feel that that's where our president's at now. He's a Tilda Swinton person. Like, you get yourself into, you know, the Peter Principle.
Yeah.
You know, and then it backfires on you. Totally.
Well, this is an aside, Johanna, but how are we going to get about Fringe? What's going on with Fringe?
Fringe? The series?
TV show, yeah.
Yeah, well, the last episode was a couple of weeks ago for the series, but it is coming back.
Yeah, it is coming back.
Yes.
How are they going to resolve all of this?
I have no idea. I hope it doesn't go by way of Lost. I mean, I didn't...
Yeah, really.
Oh, please. And, you know, I...
it becomes so convoluted that it's utterly unresolvable.
Exactly. Exactly. Mm-hmm.
But let's... shall we consider any of the... actually, there is something in the very last chapter, the last page. You know, we're looking at the pictures here.
Yeah.
There was some text that we ignored.
Right.
Which is off to the side. Phantasmagoric, psychedelic, drifting continuum, surprise, wonderment. On the weightless and fantastic interdimensional au revoir, Peter Max, Ernst Hippie, same acid head version of interest, slightly underwater feel to the Indian colorful sphere of perfection. Interesting.
Well, now also we have a Scrabble board here. And what are the words? What are the letters? D, B, G, S, V, and no vowels. So we can't really make sense of it yet.
Mm-hmm.
The Scrabble board of the universe. Okay.
You know that, like the Torah?
Mm-hmm.
No vowels in the Torah?
Right.
Yeah, that actually reminds me of something that... I finally wrote up in a way that's in at least an initially finished form, and I'll share it with you. It's related to the Scrabble thing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, all that is left. This is a line from a poem. All that is left to us by tradition is mere words. It is up to us to discover what they mean. Active in Rome in about 200 Common Era, Athenaeus, we know, was a native of Naktruidus in Egypt. So that much much of his variegated learning has come down to us may well have been from the literary education in Alexandria. His only surviving work, the Dipsonosophia, is usually translated The Learned Banquet. Perhaps a more fitting translation of this encyclopedia of learned literary and legendary trivia might be called The Supping Sophist. Anthonius used the ploy of recording the competitive conversation of friends lounging at a banquet, chit-chatting and capping each other's witticisms and snippets of obscure verse dished up during and between leisurely served courses. An ancient form of small talk, much sought for by as a form of pastime when slaves did the labor. In the Dipsonosophia, Sophia contains citations from 1,250 authors, provides titles for more than 1,000 plays, and quotes more than 10,000 lines of verse. Many of these works, he cites, no longer exist, and without the industry of this Athenaeus, our knowledge of ancient literature and the reading habits of the leisure classes would be inestimably poorer. One exchange is worthy of note about the behavior of someone escaping the effects of the evil eye or a magic curse. And here's the quote. Hence, one might appropriately quote the wise philosopher Axiarius of Aberia, the verses of the harp maker of Anxelius, oiling his skin with yellow urgents, flaunting soft cloaks, shuffling fine slippers, munching bulbs, bolting pieces of cheese, pecking at eggs, eating periwinkles, drinking chan, that's wine. What is more, carrying about on bits of stitched leather, lovely Ephesian letters. Since Axelius was dated to the mid-4th century before the Common Era, this is the earliest allusion to the Ephesian letters. The phrase remains current into the 1st century. Plutarch maintains that someone with a taste for kishk may be shown how to appreciate good art, just as sorcerers advise those possessed by demons to recite the name over themselves, the Ephesian letters. Clearly, this seems an allusion to protective magic to ward off the evil spirits. A six-word content was given by Clement of Alexandria as Ascion, Kataskilion, Iliax, Terax, Daminimensis, Ashia. Even in antiquity, the meaning of these words was unclear, which encouraged far-fetched garce work. This is due, of course, bred an inclination to dub all jumbled spells Ephesian letters. But this is not the case in antiquity. The formulation of Axelia appears to suggest that the individual words or syllables or letters were inscribed on different pieces of leather, which could be shuffled to produce different arrangements. If one felt one was not working, another combination could be tried. These etched leather cards may be related to the magic emblems and other features that tie in gaming with divination.
Hmm.
So I just thought I'd share that little piece with you.
It's interesting, because isn't that the way the Torah works? I mean, the rabbi can put the vowels in and change the meaning of the word.
Exactly, yes. That's mm-hmm. true. That's right. One of the... by the way, that same vowel straying is a characteristic of the Quran.
Hmm.
So when you play Scrabble, you have to use the vowels to make your words.
Right.
Yeah.
No.
And in fact, I was thinking that in all probability, the Ephesians letters may have been a syllabary. There was, before we had an alphabet, we had a syllabary, is something between true hieroglyphics and alphabets where the vowels are separated. They had these. So what it is that, you know, so it would be that every, you know, S-A and S-U and S, you know, and S-E would all be held together. So the vowels would be, you know, part of each letter, or each, in this case, a piece of leather. So I don't know why. I guess there's so few of us flying this morning is why I threw that in.
Well, I mean, also we were
interesting.
The Scrabble thing. I mean, let's add up these numbers. We've got
the first four on the page here, it goes 1, 2, 3, 4. If you look Roman numerally.
Mm-hmm.
1, 2, 3, 4, and then the 1 through 10, that would be 1 and X would be 9. So let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4 would be what? 1, 3, 7, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4 is 10, or is that?
So he's got, well.
3.
So, you know, so.
Yeah, that's up to 10.
Yeah.
And 1 and 10 is 9, 1 and X is 9.
ZRVGSB.
No, that's not 1 and V, that's a 4. The V is a 4,
yeah.
Right?
4, yeah.
Okay,
right.
So
yeah.
D is 2, B is 3, that's 5, S is 1, 6, G is 2, 7, 8, 4 and 8 is 12, 13 and 10 is 23.
No, what did you get? You got 1, and 2 is 3, and 3 is 6, and 4 is 10. That's those, the V, G, S, and V is 10. Right?
Okay.
10, and the R is 11, and the Z is 10, so that's 21.
21, okay.
Okay, then you have the D over there, which is a 2, right? Okay, so that's 23, you're right.
So it looks like we're going to be dealing a little bit, I don't think, we're dealing with the major arcana next time.
Mm-hmm.
And in fact, one of the things I suggest is when you look at it, since we're going to be going to the major arcana, you'll see that the pictures are very different.
Oh yeah, they're almost comical.
Yeah. They are not the pictures that are on the Crawley deck.
Not at all. Right.
And I don't know if they actually do relate to any actual deck. I don't have a clue.
Well, they look like Rickleff's deck to a certain extent, but the thing is that they're on the
what deck
before.
He said?
Rickleff's, James Rickleff.
Oh, James Rickleff's a type of...
type of drawing.
Mm-hmm. They also look like the Hoi Polloi deck. Isn't there a Hoi Polloi deck that has a like comic book characters? I'm not too sure if that's the right name.
Well, I don't know. It's got an atomic bomb going off in the moon card.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, folks, I have to go. I'm going to have to leave right now.
Okay.
Huh?
Okay, guys, I'll see you next week. And then after that, I won't be there. So I'll see you next week.
Okay.
I'll talk to you next week.
Bye-bye.
Bye, David.
Bye-bye, Joy.
Bye-bye, David.
Well, do we have anything else we want to say about...
I am back.
Has left the conference.
I feel every time David leaves and comes back, I don't know, it's like a surrealistic experience, because he leaves and then he says, hi, I'm back. It's so apropos. But this reading is really fantastic. I mean, I can't get over the layout. I mean, this is like, wow.
Yeah. Yeah, well, it is interesting is that we do have this interesting serendipity that in a loose allegorical way, the story of this goop gone awry has its analog in our own experience right now.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
You know, whatever it is, 11, 12 years later. So.
Amazing.
Well, I guess on that... But definitely look at the. We're gonna study hard because we're gonna have fun next week, and I hope some of our other callers call in next week.
Yeah, because next week is really the ending of the this volume.
Yeah.
Right.
It's a big one. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Alrighty.
Okay.
So, let's wrap it up then.
Okay. Bye, Joy.
Bye, Johanna. Bye, Paul.
Bye. Bye, Paul.
I'll send me an email when you get those things posted to my site.
Okay. No problem. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Enjoy. Has left the conference.